In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 10, this is letter number 3123, Yutes Kislev, the 19th of Kislev, Tovshin Tezvav, Brooklyn, and the Rebbe is addressing this letter to Rav Chosid, titles Marina Shloime Sheyichya Matasov. I think if I had to take an uneducated guess, I would say that he gets one of the most letters so far that we've read was to Shloime Sheyichya Matasov. Not the most, maybe, but one of the, he would be one of the head over there. Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, I received your letter dated the 14th of Kislev with the enclosed there. Now also, this was very dear to the Rebbe because they were working in Morocco, in North Africa. And that was sort of the previous Rebbe. That's only my commentary. The previous Rebbe's sort of last will and testimony that he gave to the Rebbe was that the Rebbe should see to it to establish an educational system over there. It was started by the previous Rebbe, but the Rebbe was very much worked on that, and therefore the Rebbe was in constant contact and constantly directing them, as well as anybody else who asked the Rebbe. So, and the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your question. Now, they published over there a booklet which the previous Rebbe wrote about his imprisonment. As you know, the Rebbe went through a lot. And the previous Rebbe, besides everything else, was also a prolific writer. And he had a very special way of describing situations, you know, like you would read some of the previous Rebbe's writing, you get like a vivid, it gives you like a real live shot of what was going on. And he published the various different stages of his imprisonment and how the impact and the effects that it made him. Just to mention one thing, which has nothing to do with this letter, but we're mentioning that the this was the booklet and they were translating it or quoting it to the publication in Morocco. So one of the stories over there is he was threatened by the investigator with a revolver that was laying on the table. And when the previous Rebbe refused to answer him, he said, well, this revolver, this toy, he called it, has opened the mouth of many people who don't want to speak. And the previous Rebbe answered him, that revolver will only scare people that have only one world and many gods, but a person who has only one god and has many worlds is not scared of this toy. That was the way the Rebbe answered them back. But anyway, some of the they printed it and they published over there by the in Morocco, but there were certain things that were not so clear to the Sephardic community, because that was the main community they served over there, was Morocco, was Sephardim. So he asked the Rebbe permission sort of to edit it a little bit, you know, so that they would be able to understand it. And the Rebbe says, you can do it, you know, on your own. You know, you don't need any, go ahead and do it, especially the Rebbe says that the translation of the words that you need to translate are going to come in the bottom of the, in a note, in the bottom of the publication itself. So the Rebbe says, choose the expressions which is more comfortable to them, so what they feel more comfortable, go ahead and do that. Now, the Rebbe says, He wanted to come to the Rebbe for a visit, and he asked the Rebbe permission, when is the most comfortable time to come to the Rebbe for a visit. So the Rebbe says, first of all, you should, when you verify, you know, the workload you have over there that you write about, in other words, apparently the Rebbe doesn't want him to leave everything in the middle. The Rebbe wants him to, you know, judge by the workload over there where he has to go. And also, there is going to be a visit The one in charge of all the shalichos over there was a Baruch Elio Garadetsky. He was in the actually in Paris. He was the basically the Rebbe's representative for all of Northern Africa, and he had connections with the joint, with the funding, and with the shluchim. So the Rebbe says that they should make a decision on their own themselves, you know, about it. But the Rebbe says also there was another Chabad activist over there in Morocco. That was Rabbi Lipsker. Michoel Lipsker was also another activist, another teacher, another shaliach in Morocco. And the Rebbe says you should coordinate with him. He also wants to come to the Rebbe. So that this should be in a way that's going to be most beneficial to your work in the Ohel Yosef Yitzchok Lubavitch, that is the yeshiva, that the school, the network of schools that they were doing over there in Morocco, that are in Morocco. You see, so the Rebbe wants the first to make sure to coordinate it, not just to leave it without any attendance over there, so to coordinate it. We had a similar situation before when the rabbi of in Paris wanted to go. The Rebbe told them the same thing, that they should coordinate, not come at the same time, so that at least leave somebody behind just to be coordinated in that thing. The Rebbe says, for sure, you are setting up a proper Fabrengen for the clear day of Yutes Kislev, and also continue it during the days of Hanukkah and the above. And this should be with the boy students, with the girl students. And the Rebbe says, again, quotes the famous quote the Rebbe likes to quote. The Rebbe says, when you work, when you put in effort, we know that it's not going to come back empty-handed. You're going to succeed, basically. If you push, if you do, it's going to succeed. And the Rebbe says again, when you open up through proper effort by a Jewish person, even if it's as the small as the point of the needle, Hashem opens up as wide as the ulam, that's the entrance in front of the temple, in front of the Beit HaMikdash. And as the Rebbe points out many times, it's not just that there was a large entrance over there, but also that it didn't have any doors, meaning that it was always open. So basically, you know, Hashem opens up so you can just get in, you can come in to His service. The only thing is, the effort has to be to come to the courtyard, to come to the Beit HaMikdash. But once you get there, you don't have any doors standing in your way. And the Rebbe also quotes this that he had said before, that also between the various different courtyards, there was one courtyard that all Jews were allowed, and then there was a courtyard which was reserved for the Kohanim, that you had to be a Kohen, that was in an inner place. So there were no partitions even between the courtyard where the Jewish people were to the courtyard, to the Azara of the Kohanim. So that means you can, metaphorically, you can go up even to the level of the Kohen. The only thing is, there were steps over there. This was on the Mount, on the Temple Mount, you know, elevated. You had to go higher and higher. But no doors, no partitions, but you still got to climb stairs over there. And the Rebbe says, so you understand the parable. While you have to put in an effort, and the Rebbe says, it is understood that you will be successful. So the Rebbe says, coordinate your coming here. It's okay to translate, especially the words come on the bottom of the paper. I mean, he didn't want to touch, I guess, the exact writing of the previous Rebbe, but the Rebbe says in order to make it comprehensible to the audience over there, it's okay for him to do that. And then the Rebbe tells him, if you work, you know that you're going to be successful. You might need a little effort, but you drew a little bit, and you will open up, and you open up a lot. And the Rebbe asks them to distribute Chanukah gelt in the Rebbe's name, as they did last year. And the Rebbe blesses them for a festival of redemption, and which is Yutes Kislev, and success physically and spiritually. Okay.